Sir, I think there's a mistake. I'm not a monster girl. Not strictly speaking, anyway. More of a monster human adjacent. Sir? Excuse me, guard. I'm not supposed to be in this cage. I didn't attack anyone. I'm not even that monstrous. I'm sure I won't be worth anything. Wait! You? What are you doing here? Not that I'm implying you need a reason to be at a Monster Girl auction. As a human, I guess you have every right. So, now you know, I'm not totally human. What does the auction program call me? A mirror girl? Well, I guess that's close enough. Maybe there wasn't enough room to print mirror slime who spent too much time around humans and goes around looking like them, girl. But you know me. I couldn't hurt a fly. Not even when I transformed into monsters for fun. Hell, I've been in the closet as a human for so long, I wouldn't know how to live as a monster. Being a waitress with credit card debt was tough enough. Look at these poor girls in cages. I can't even imagine the life they've lived. Just out there in the wild, having to hunt for food? I can barely work up the courage to face angry customers. Or ask out patrons I've been crushing on. Like you. But these girls are on a whole other level of fierce. Take that bunny girl on stage, for instance. Aren't bunnies supposed to be soft and timid? Look at that girl. She's doubled over in front of everyone with her skirt hiked up, licking her own cookies, trying to get off. Like, geez, girl, give a fuck about the crowd or the auctioneer, right? She's been doing that since she got here. I guess I could give that a try. If I transformed into her. But I don't want to give these assholes the satisfaction of seeing me out of my human form. Are you shitting me? $10,000? $10,000 for the bunny girl. What a bunch of fucking pervs. I guess I shouldn't be surprised with this crowd. Plus, bunny girls are like the strippers of the monster world. I hope I didn't offend you. I wasn't trying to lump you in with all the other horny dudes. It's just... Well, I guess guys don't change. Whether they're throwing dollars at a dancing woman or a bunny girl treating her clit like a ring pop. But my point is the same. These girls? They're way more monster than girl. Okay, look at the bat girl over there. Do you see the rug in her cage? Yeah, that thing's not a rug. Right before you got here, the guards gave her a goat so she'd be awake at the auction. She drained that thing in 10 seconds flat. And I know, she looks sleepy-eyed now, but that bitch has some serious fangs. I also kind of wonder if they found her dressed like a slutty goth with bat wings. Or if they picked that outfit for her. I mean, they definitely picked my clothing. Could you even imagine me in this kind of getup back in the restaurant? Serving drinks in a latex bikini and a collar? It would be a whole different kind of restaurant then. What? You could imagine that. Did you ever think about that kind of stuff while you were watching me work? Oh my god, another one? Did they just sell the Swamp Girl? Are you fucking serious? Who the fuck has a 20-foot aquarium in their bedroom, waiting to be filled by some aqua slut? No! Fuck! I'm up! Dude, please, I'm begging you. Help me out here, okay? Whatever it costs, I'll pay you back! I can pass for human, so I can still work. Just don't let me get sold into some perv's sex circus. Please. Holy shit, dude. I'm so excited. Really, you have no idea how much this means to me. I can't thank you enough. Sorry for getting a little emotional. And I'm really sorry I cost so much. I tried to keep the price low, especially when they were trying to get me to shapeshift. God, when they got out that shock prod, I thought I was going to revert form on the spot. And then they just kept yelling at me, like, become a bunny girl or a bat girl or whatever the fuck they were asking for. It was just super traumatizing, and I'm so glad you got me out of there. Really, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. I owe you. Like, forever. Especially now that I've been registered as an official monster girl. I think that means you literally hold my domestic license now. Fuck. That's so crazy to think about. Can we sit on the bed for a second? It's just, it's kind of hitting me all at once. Like, I'm not on the books as a human anymore. It's so much to process. I almost don't want to think about it tonight. I also don't want you to think that this whole thing changes how I feel about you. You have all my gratitude for getting me out of that shit. And I really meant what I said. About the restaurant? I had the biggest crush on you. Can I tell you a secret? You promised not to judge me, right? Okay. Back in the day, I tried to transform into a few girls from around work to see if I could get your attention. I don't know, like if I saw somebody really hot, I would become them for a while. But it never seemed to work. You were always just so polite. Maybe that's where I went wrong. I was trying to be a human woman for you. And there you were, shopping around at the Monster Girl auction. You haven't told me how I could repay you yet. You kind of seem a little bit uncomfortable right now. I guess you wouldn't have to be shy if you'd bought some mindless monster slut like you wanted. Someone wild who would rip off your clothes and give you your money's worth. Listen, after tonight, I would totally understand if you just wanted to split ways and have me pay you back. Like, you'd still hold my domestic license, obviously, but we could arrange some sort of payment. So we don't have pressure to do anything, if you don't want to. But, I also think you kinda deserve the night you were expecting. It's really not your fault that I got myself caught and caged, or that I needed you to bail me out. I guess what I'm trying to get at here, you technically own me, and you deserve to have the kind of night you paid for. And well, I am right here. And I still am dressed in monster slave girl chic. So, do you think maybe you could use me? Like you were planning to use one of those other girls? Maybe you could just ignore the part where you knew me as this dorky waitress who spilled your drink. And instead, you could treat me like your wild little slave. You know, you never asked me to transform for you. Not in the auction hall. Not even after you bought me. Everybody else wants to see it right away. And honestly, I don't blame them. It's pretty spectacular. So, how about it? You think maybe you want to see me transform? Maybe if I look like one of those feral monsters, you'll finally be comfortable treating me like one? Shh, don't reject my offer just yet. Just wait until you can see what I can do, okay? I only had physical contact with a few of the girls back there, but I want you to see what I can become. I want to show you what you bought tonight. Hi. So, how did I do? What, you didn't expect Swamp Girl to be my first choice? For some reason, when I'm in this form, I just have this craving to drink Bailey's from a shoe. Well, I thought this would be the best form to show my appreciation. Here, let me get your pants and I'll explain. Just sit back and relax, okay? I saw the way you looked at the other girls. Some of them may have better, endowments. But this form has some perks that the others lack. For starters, you should probably reach under this bikini top and take a handful. I'm serious. Just give me your hands. There. Doesn't that feel nice? Big, bubbly curves. Wrapped in tight green skin. It looks kind of rubbery, right? But I'm so soft. Now, I want you to take a good look at my eyes while I kneel here in front of you. You see anything interesting? Like my big green and gold amphibian eyes? Aren't they just the coolest? Oh, but here's the best part. Check out the tongue. It's super long. My saliva in this form is thicker. Like natural lubricant. You want to feel it? Of course you do. Wow, you're bucking your hips already. Just relax. I can do most of the work. Swamp girls have vertebrae like a snake. So I can really open up my throat while I bob my head. I can corkscrew your cock at the same time. This super long tongue. I'm just so wet everywhere. Does it feel human? Do you like it when I stare up at you? Flashing these jade eyes at you while this cock disappears into my throat like a big twisty lollipop. You want to hear another secret about swamp girls? Did you know that they have gills? That means I don't even need to breathe while I'm swallowing this gorgeous cock of yours. I can just gulp. Like a snake. God, that feels good. Swamp girls must eat their food live, because the feeling of your cock twitching in my throat is just so fucking good. I don't want you to hold back. If you need to, I want you to grab onto me and hold me down, okay, human? Take a fistful of my hair like that. Pull me down on it. You can use my collar if I'm too slick. Yeah. Just keep pushing it all the way to the back of my throat. Oh, that feels so good. You have no idea. Oh, if we filled the bathtub, I could sleep like this. Just your cock down my throat. While I breathe through the water. Whenever you want me to wiggle my ass, you just give it a little slap. Oh, you're really starting to twitch. Those balls are getting so tight. I haven't shown you my other forms yet, though, human. Just Stay right here while I get up, okay? Don't worry, this will be quick. How do I look now? Am I as sexy as the Batgirl at the auction? I kind of lost my clothes with this one, didn't I? I don't think monster girls wear much, though. In fact, whenever I see the Batgirls in the park, they kind of just cover their tits with their wings. If at all. Is this okay, human? You still haven't said anything about this form. Do I look like a goth teen's wet dream? Long, dark hair and sleepy eyes. And curves that are just to die for. That's not why I sampled this form, by the way. I wanted it for more practical reasons. Here, lie back. All the way. Why? Silly human. So I can crawl on top of you? Like this? For you to get the full effect, you have to be inside me for this one. Shh, shh, human, let me do this. Let me show you how much I appreciate you by sliding this big, throbbing cock right inside me. Oh. Oh, fuck. Just gripping it between my pussy lips is so... fuck. I know I'm really tight in this form. Are you okay? Your eyes just went really wide. That's right. Just holding your cock head inside me. You can probably feel it, can't you? How wet and hot I am. Bats have a higher internal temperature than humans. Like above 100 degrees. Let me show you what it feels like. How hot it gets when I take you all the way inside me. You ready, cutie? Oh, fuck. Is that good? Fuck. Oh, fuck. That feels so fucking good. Is it really hot? Super tight, right? Good. So good. Fuck. Fuck, I could get addicted to riding you. Just having my thighs squeeze around your hips. Just clawing at your chest with my fingers. Oh, my pussy clenches around you. Fuck. Oh, fuck, that feels so good. Just a little bit faster now, please. Oh, yeah, just a little more. Fuck, fuck. Oh, sorry. Oh, I can't seem to keep my wings still. Fuck, it just feels so good. Oh, you can stretch around your cock. Fuck. Oh, I just want to bounce a little bit faster. Take you a little bit deeper. Oh, every time I fall on this cock, it just feels so deep. Like you're hitting my ribs. Fuck.
Use your monster, girl. Mia, please. Please thrust in me deeper. You bought it, so use it. Oh, are you close? That feels so good. Can I go a little bit faster, please? Wait. I have another form for this. Hold on. Don't move. I'm gonna turn around like reverse cowgirl. So I can get tighter around your cock, okay? But don't freak out. So you know how I called bunny girls strippers of the monster world, right? Well, if the shoe fits. Oh, fuck. Fuck, it feels so good. Feels so good. Bouncing on you like this. Oh, how tight it is. And how fast I can bounce. No wonder they fuck like... Well, like bunnies. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. If I knew what being a bunny felt like, and riding your dick like this, this is how you would have met me. Imagine sitting in the restaurant, having a cute little bunny girl sit in your lap, moving your hand onto her ass, and wiggling her little cottontail between your fingers. You like that, don't you? Watching my ass bounce. And seeing my little tail twitch for you. Grab my ears. Just take a fistful of these long, sensitive ears and just use them. Please. Use them and just pull me down on this amazing cock. Please. Just fucking do it. Oh, yeah, fuck! Please, be rough with me. Be rough with your little bunny girl. Make me bounce and take it. Oh, yeah, please. Make me earn your cum. Use me. Use your little bunny girl. Oh, fuck, are you close? Oh, fuck. Fuck with how much you're twitching. I'm surprised you lasted this long. Don't hold back now. Fucking give it to me. Oh, yeah. Take it from me. Take what you need. You own it, so just fucking take it. Break what you bought. Oh, fuck. You're being so rough with me. Are you gonna come? Fuck, please come. Do it. Use it. Use it like you own it and fill me. Oh, please. Please, fuck. Fuck. Oh, I can feel it. Fuck. It's so much. Oh my god, I'm coming. Holy fuck. Oh. You feel that? It's like I'm milking you while I bounce. Oh, fuck. Oh, human. Thank you. Thank you for so much. Holy fuck, what was that? That was just so intense. Who am I? I think I need to lay down. Specifically on your chest. If that's okay. Do you think it was this form? Like, do you think bunnies have weird sex powers or something?
You think maybe it's just us? Like, we're super good together? Chemistry? Well, I guess it's a good thing that you bought me then. Do you mind if I change into my mirror slime self? It's a lot easier when I'm really exhausted like this. Yeah? Okay, but try not to act too shocked. I guess I never really showed you my true natural form, did I? What do you think? What do you mean I'm a girl? Well, of course I'm a girl. What, because I'm a mirror slime, you thought I'd look like a scoop of chrome ice cream? I told you, I've been in human form for far too long. My natural state is just me, but with mirror skin. It's okay, right? You still want to cuddle with me? I can change back to something else if... No? You like me just how I am? Well, thank you. Thank you for everything tonight. You know, you've made this whole awful experience really sweet for me. In the morning, I'll start making it up to you. First with coffee, of course. I'm pretty good at that. Then maybe a blowjob? What? Don't look surprised. I'm still a monster girl at heart. I can be pretty filthy. Besides, there's lots of other monster forms I want to try out for you. Like, so many.